be most grateful to you for the support that we've been receiving from India. Just across the road here is the Kofi Annan Indian ICT Center. So I was in this house when we approved the rural electrification loan for the rural electrification in Ghana. I was here when gave us the facility for the Jubilee House, the Flagstaff House. And telemedicine using ICT to share knowledge and ICT and all those things that we need. I also agree entirely with you that the movement now is from dealing only at the executive level. Now, people to people, we represent the people, and I keep on saying that if you want the relationship to be stronger and to last longer and be deepened, then the people's representatives, which is parliament, must be more involved and more engaging. They got all shades of opinion are here, and therefore, what the executive collaboration is very, very important. If it trickles down to the level of parliament, it will also go to strengthen the already existing bond of friendship between the two countries. And of course, we have a lot of things to share in which we have in common, the Commonwealth values, principles. We are members of Commonwealth. We are more than brothers. And as far as I'm concerned, there have never been any time in our history that there have been any serious problem between Ghana and India, irrespective of the government of the day.
Hopefully in the next 2-3 years, we add new dimensions to the relationship, intensify the already existing relationship, particularly between our parliaments, because India is the largest democracy, Excellency, as you know, and we are a very vibrant democracy in this part of the world and in the world itself. The way your institutions are strengthening in Ghana, we have very high regard and high respect for your institutions. So this is one dimension. Maybe we can have more frequent exchanges between the two parliaments and understanding and sharing experiences. We can learn from your own. For instance, the way you conducted the Supreme Court proceeding, the world took notice of it, and every ambassador I called on, every high commissioner I met, have expressed high regard for the institutions here. So we have a lot to learn from each other.